Yesterday we did most of Shin Ches Gimel. We discussed Klisha Malachta the Isser. There's a lot here. We'll touch it up a little bit more. So, Klisha Malachta the Isser, the Mishabura defined as it's in Sif Katan Yud, Muchedet Ledavar Sha'osu Lasos B'Shabbos. It's like a specialized utensil for something that you know how to do on Shabbos. Vafilu imrak rov malach del iser gan kim b'chalze. Even if it's rov, sounds like, you know, if it's 55% iser and 45% heter, that it's a problem. So then in the bir halacha, diber mansel kardel malach lachtoch. He halfway down, he says klisha rov. He says I wrote in the Mishnah Berura the klisha rov malach del iser gan kim b'chal klisha malach del iser. Now he wants to say, what does Rov mean? Rov means 51%. So it's not 50. He wants to say it's not 51%. It's not even, you know, 60%. He said, Dafka, if the Iker is only for Melechas Isser, but sometimes you use it for Heter. But if, you know, you use this Kli for both Isser and Heter, just if you would add it up, it ends up being more Isser than Heter, but it's also a Heter Kli. So he has an issue with that. He says in the last couple of lines, "Aval imderach akli l'shtamish b'lishneihem, barak shel iser mishtamshim b'yoser more iser than heter, but you still use it for heter plenty. Minala de maksadaitamine. Right, the word muksa means it's maksa. You pushed it. You're not maksadaitamine because it's something that you use regularly for heter, and you can use it on Shabbos, even though more of the time you use it for iser." So he leaves it with the tzarachin. So in the Mishabura, he seemed to go, you know, follow Rov. What? A pack?
Meaning there is a 51%.
We'll get the buses. That's what he seems to say in the Mishnah Berura, and in the Berura Lachi, these are the Tzarachin, so I don't know. Okay, now there's a lot of deer shoot notes that we didn't go through, which I think are kedai to go through, because there's a lot here, so we'll do our best. So, deer shoot, footnote 12, discusses, what if there's something that helps you do something Isser, but it's not the actual kli with which you do the Isser? For example, a telephone call. The telephone is the klisha melachta the iser. That's what you do the iser with. The phone book, in the olden days, it was something called the phone book. The phone book, you look up the telephone number. So you're not doing the iser with the phone book, but the phone book helps you to make the telephone call. So that, they say, is a klisha melachta the iser. Which means, as we said yesterday, if you're afraid it's going to get wet, you can't move it. But if you want and you use it, it's all gufo omakomo. The kid doesn't reach the table. In America, they have these big, fat telephone books, and they put it on the chair, and the kid sits on the telephone books, and now he can reach the table. Or you want to look up an address and go visit somebody. So that's there'll be tzarach gufo. That would be mutter. Okay. Then there's something like a fan. A fan, okay? When the fan's off, it's made to be turned on. So then, that would be a klisha melachta iser. Might even be a little bit worse than a klisha melachta iser, because we said that something that doesn't have a heter function at all. I don't know if it doesn't have a heter function. You can put the fan, a stand-up fan, you put it in front of the door so the door doesn't close. I don't know. You have heter functions, I guess. I'm not sure. But when it's on, so it's on. So it's very, very useful. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman holds that when the fan's off, it's a klisha melachta iser. And if you're afraid it's going to get ruined, you can move it with your foot, we're going to learn about, but you can't move it. Mechama letzel. You can move it to gufo makomo. But when it's on, it's a klisha melachta heter. And he says, you know, you can move it this way, you can move it that way. And Torah. Hold on a second. When it's off, it's iser, because it's made to be turned on. When it's on, it's made to give air, and it's giving air, and so there.
It's made to turn on in a right way. What's the problem?
No, it's made for you to turn it on.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, there are those that want to say that the fan, even when it's on the Kli Shem Alaf Lele Isser, but if I want it to blow on me and I move it to me, that's fine, that's Sarach Gufo. And if I'm cold now and I want to move it away, that's also, they say, that's also considered Sarach Gufo. So either way, you'd be allowed to move it to get air or remove the air. The question is, can you use it for something? Yeah, can you move it, Mechama, if you're afraid it's going to get ruined? And it's on, you let it move it. Rosham Azam says yes, and others say no. Yeah, I saw. Okay. Let's see, the back, he's got a lot of stuff here. Okay, we spoke about that. When you pick up the Kli Shem Alachto, it's a Tzorach Gufo, Tzorach Makomo, so you can put it wherever you want. So he still says you shouldn't, you know, parade around with it. You should still, you don't have to drop it, but you shouldn't walk around all day with it. You should put it down when you have it as soon as you can in an appropriate place. Okay, then there's a discussion. Let's say this is not so uncommon. Something mukhs is on the Shabbos table. You know, someone left a pen, a telephone, something on the Shabbos table. So is that considered Tzorach Makomo to move it? So I don't know why they don't just say, like we saw the other day, just say, I want to put here the bottle of Coca-Cola, now I need the Makom, it's Tzorach Makomo, and move it. When we've seen such a thing. I don't know why they don't give that answer. But they discuss just the fact that it's not covered Shabbos to have a telephone on the table, is that enough Tzorach Makomo to move it? So it's not covered Shabbos. They throw in other things. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, and there's a beautiful English Muktzeh book by Rabbi Badner, where he has tshuvas from Rav Moshe in the Hebrew in the back, that they had a back and forth. And Rav Moshe says, no, that's covered Shabbos, that you leave the Muktzeh item on the Shabbos table and you don't move it because it's Shabbos and you're not allowed to move it. It's like with the, you know, they would tell stories of Nemezel's hat flying in the dirt, and then you're not allowed to brush off the hat. Oh, but it's not covered Shabbos. No, that is covered Shabbos. That you walk around with a dirty hat because you're not allowed to brush it off on Shabbos. That is covered Shabbos. Okay, the Bir Halacha says Kli Shem Alaf Lele Isser is even if it's an Isser Derabanan. So there is an Isser Derabanan, which we're going to learn about. Not the Isser Derabanan taking medicine on Shabbos. You shouldn't come to grind, make the medicine. So there's a lot of limitations to that, a lot of exceptions to that. But Stam, you have a little bit of a, if a person's really sick, so then he's allowed to take medicine. But if he's not, so medication kind of falls under Kli Shem Alaf Lele Isser. But if it's someone, a medication that a person who's sick needs, and they're allowed to take on Shabbos, so that's Tzorach Gufo. But they talk about if it's one of those common in a hospital where people always need everything, so then everything becomes, it's not like everything's mutter, you can move it here, you can move it there, you can do whatever you want, because it's constantly in use. But if you're in a place where the medication is not supposed to be used, you know, and it could be 1 week, someone will be sick, and he'll be allowed to take the medicine. But right now, nobody's sick in the house, Baruch Hashem, and everyone should stay healthy until 120. So then that would also have the status of a Kli Shem Alaf Lele Isser.
Given the machlokes between the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah about what is called, what does it mean, Kli Shem Alaf Lele Isser?
Well, he says one thing in the Mishnah Berurah, and then he questions it in the Bir Halacha and leaves with the Tzarchian. Is that what we're talking about? What we started with? Sifkat Niyot. Yeah. Okay, so we got up to the Ramah. We're up to the Ramah. Shin Ches Gimel. Hagah. Kol Muksa Eino Aser Ela Bitil Tulo. The Iser Muksa is to move a Muksa item. Aval. Benegia Ba'alma. But if you just touch it and it's not going to move, now some things, let's say that hanging light over there, could be if you touch it, it's automatically going to move because it's hanging. You just touch it and it moves. But normal things, if you touch them, they're not They're not going to, I mean, it depends. It depends how heavy it is, depends how light it is. So something that is not going to move. If you touch it, that's okay. You're allowed to touch the menorah in shul, or an oven that has a fire on. You're allowed to touch these things. You're not allowed to move them. So here I have my understanding. Mishmur says something else. I don't know if he's disagreeing with me or he's just adding a halacha. He says, so let's say I have a muksa, I don't know, a big stereo. And on top of the stereo, I put my sitter. Okay? So now I want to take my sitter off the stereo. So sometimes when I take my sitter off the stereo, I can touch the stereo. It's not going to move the stereo. So that, to me, would seem to fit in with the point of the Ramah. The point of the Ramah is you can touch muksa, you can't move it. Now it says you can take something mutter off of something muksa. So the way I would read that, the way I would understand that, is I want to take the heter off of the muksa, even though I might be touching the muksa. Since I'm not moving the muksa, it's okay. The Mishmur takes it one step further, and I'm not sure if he's saying that that's what the Ramah is saying, or just that's the halacha, so he's telling us the halacha. Mishmur Sivkatan Yitzah says, Hainu, afik shadavar muksa talui, vayidei lekichat haheter mit nad ned, mikomakom shari, dizay miki, tiltum enetzah, zildavar mutter. He's saying more. He's saying, the way he's explaining it, as I understand, I'm taking the heter off the muksa, I'm not touching the muksa. But when I take the heter off the muksa moves. But I didn't move the muksa directly. I moved the muksa through the heter. And I moved the muksa through the heter, not for the muksa, because I wanted the heter. So that we're going to learn about down the road. That's called tiltu min atzad for the tzarech davar amutter, and that's going to be mutter. What? Because I didn't touch it directly. Touch it through something else. And I didn't do it for the purpose of the muksa. I did it for the purpose of the heter. Right there in the Ramah. The chemut of the davar muksa aydei nipuch. You're allowed to blow something muksa. You'll have a tiltul elikilache yad. That's interesting. I would just say it's not tiltul at all. But it's considered tiltul kilache yad below mikri tiltul. I don't know, it's like interesting. It's tiltul kilache yad. Kilache yad means like, you know, like with your elbow. And it's not called tiltul. Like, it would seem to be better than your elbow. You didn't touch it at all. It's like kocho. I don't know. Okay, that's gimel. Now we're at the shin ches dalet. So when we gave the introduction yesterday, we spoke out the Gemara in the Shabbos kuf chof dalet. So we spoke about two types of kelim: a kli shemalachto, davar shemalachto leiser, and a davar shemalachto leheter. And davar shemalachto leheter, Rava told us, you're allowed to move it. Tzarech gufo. It's a UFO. Tzarech gufo. Tzarech makoma. And mechama letzel. A davar shemalachto leheter, you're allowed to move to gufo to use it. Makoma, you need to bathe. And to protect it, mechama letzel. Okay? It sounds like it almost includes everything, but we'll soon see that it does not. Okay. In the Mechaber, kli shemalachto leheter mutu letaltulo afilu eino ela letzorech hakli shelo yishaver o yigener. That's what's called mechama letzel. I'm allowed to move it even to protect it. Kli shemalachto leheter, I'm not allowed to move it to protect it. Kli shemalachto leheter, I am allowed to move it to protect it. Aval shelo letzorech klal, but move it for absolutely positively no reason, asu letaltulo. Mishabur explains, Sifkat and Chafal, Hainu, Kalayom, Lo Yitzuchan, I don't need this clay at all, I'm not going to need it all the whole day. If I'm going to need it and I want to get it ready, it's a clay shalat the heter. But it's down to it for no reason whatsoever. Now, I would say, no reason whatsoever, you're just fidgety. Fidgety, they say, is a reason. The guy was fidgety, you know, he's got whatever, he needs to always play with something in his hands. That they say, oh, that's a tzorech. That's a fidgety. He has, you know, whatever it is. Okay, Mishmur Sivkat and Chav, Mlach to Heter, who I didn't know, Mlach to Isul Heter, Gam Kein Lo Mak to Dai to Mine. That's interesting. How does that differ than what he said back in Sif Yud? Mlach to Isul Ula Heter, Gam Kein Lo Mak to Dai to Mine. Now it sounds like he's going with the Bir Halacha. I didn't notice that before. Okay, we have to think about that. Ukedera Shemalach to Ula Bishol. Now what is the status of a pot? A pot used to cook. But usually, or very often after you cook with the pot, you often leave the food in the pot. So the pot not only serves as a klim shachtel iser to cook the food, which you now do on Shabbos, it also serves to store the food. And storing the food, of course, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So what's the status of the pot? So it says clear kedosh melachto lebishul. Now I don't know if that's exact. I don't know if what I just said is what he's saying. I don't think it is. I think he was saying something else. But I'll read it to you. Kedosh melachto lebishul. V'rak lifami mishtamshim b'lamayim leperos. He bechlag kedosh melachto iser in lo sheyesh ba mehatavshul. Okay, he's saying something else. He's saying I have a pot. It's used for cook. When it's usually used for cooking. It's also used for storage. So that the post can say, but the storage is just an extension of the cooking. The main thing was that you cooked it. But would you take a bunch of grapefruits and put it in the pot just to store them? Like something that you didn't cook. Could be. It's not usually what you do. You know, usually nowadays we're not lacking dishes and all sorts of things. So you're not usually going to take a pot and use it to store, you know, water and fruit and all sorts of things that theoretically you could store it.
Why is it not like a phone book?
It's like, it's not a phone book is a klishim lachto the iser. You can only use it for a heter function. Yeah, so then, that's what he's saying. It's like a phone book. He's saying it's a klishim lachto the iser, and you can only use it to move it to tzach gufo, tzach makomo.
Gufo means I need the food inside?
No. Gufo is I want to use it to hold my grapefruits. And even then, I can only do it if I don't have a regular kli that's not a pot. But then he says, "Imlo sheyesh ba me'atavshil." So I spent a little bit of time on this one, actually. Okay, let's put that on hold for a minute. Let's go. Let's finish up because it's relevant also to Sifhei. Let's put that on hold. Okay, klishim lachto heter. You're allowed to move tzach gufo, tzach makomo, and mechamel tzel. But for no purpose at all, also a tzaltzalo. Does that include everything? No. Kisvei hakodesh, svarim. You're allowed to move sefer for no reason whatsoever. Va'ochlin, food also mutter tzaltzalo and finish all tzach klal. Food you're allowed to move for. It's not a klishim lachto heter. It's even better than that. Klishim lachto heter is not the highest form of mutter heter. The highest form of heter is food, is svarim. Okay, Mishbura says Sifkat on Chav Gimel. Is it limited to Sfarim and food? Who I didn't know. Anything that's basically at the Shabbos table. The Kosos, Ka'aros, Suchios, Sakin, Shagabi Ashulchan. Those are the dishes that you normally use in eating food. Lochala Alayhu Taurus Muksa Klau. There's no Muksa at all. Meaning, Klisha Malachta the Heter is a form of Muksa. You're now going to move it for no reason. Okay, it's the lowest form. But there's something even lower than that, where it's in smokes a cloud. Svarim, food, and now he's saying, like, those utensils, sakum, food, spoons, forks, knives, plates, cups, things that you use at the table. And they have the status, like food and like kisvei kodesh. You're allowed to move in the shotar ka. And there are those that are, this is a machlok, yes, and there are those that are machmir and say, no, it's only food and svarim. These other kalim do have this status of the klisha lachto leheter, and to move it for no purpose whatsoever, you're not allowed to do. So, kufa, to use it, you can, makoma, you can, protect it, you can. Okay, we're going to get back to the pot soon. Okay, now the Ramah. This is an important Ramah. Haga. Utfilin ain letaltalam ki mitzor ki im letzorech. The Ramah is telling us, tfilin, you're only allowed to move it if you have a reason to move it. Which means he's holding the tfilin as a klisha malachto leheter. You have a reason. If Mecham letzel, you're also allowed to move it. Says the Mishnah Berura, "Kim the tzarech? Hainu, what's the tzarech? Shelo yigonvu, shelo yiskalku b'chamech yatzibazeh. You don't want something to be stolen. You don't want to fall. You don't want this, right? V'ataz v'magen v'machmirin v'sovin. They say no. So this is like an interesting kind of halacha. They're machmir and they hold no. Tefillin is a klisha malachto l'iser because you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore you should only move it l'tzach guva l'tzach makomo." But wait a second, so I should let the tefillin fall on the floor? Like, it's like you're being machmir in muksa, but you're being makil in kedushas tefillin. You have like this, I don't know what it's called in English, but I know it's called something. We call makom, but makom atchak yesh laka kedei rishona. So there is a makel opinion. That's the Ramah. And if the tefillin, God forbid, are going to fall, so then okay, Taz Mark and Ram don't like it, but you can be samech on the Ramah and move it. What would they say to do? Okay, right. Meaning, we do some other combino, do it with the elbow, do it with right. You're right. Do come up with some heter way to move it. They talk about the tefillin on the floor, right? It's probably here somewhere. Hold on. There's a machlekes between where's the tefillin on the floor? Machlekes Chazon Ish v'Shlomo Zalman. Hold on. We didn't get to 35. We're not there yet. The end of 32. Tefillin fell on the floor. Shlomo Zalman says, "Pick him up." Chazon Ish says, "Well, pick it up and then decide. You know, decide that you want to put your shtender in that spot and pick it up, and then we'll call it Tzarech Makama. Like, come up with a, you know." Well, he's Samech on the Ramah because of the Bizayin of the Bizayin at Tefillin. Right, it's always going to be Makom Adchak. If the Tzolim going to get ruined, Nechama Letzel is always going to, because the Taz Magen Ramah, Mother Post can argue. Okay, so they all have a problem with the, they're all screaming at the Ramah, because basically like this, there's a Machlokes, so there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. That's clear. The question is, are you allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? If you are allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, then it's not a klishim achlo iser. I'm allowed to wear them. If you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, then it is a klishim achlo iser. You're not allowed to wear them. So the Mogen Rav Taz scream and say, wait a second, the Mechaber back in Lamed Aleph and Nechaz tefillin paskins also like the Zohar, also to wear tefillin on Shabbos. If it's also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's a klishim achlo iser, and you should not be allowed to move it lechama letzel, only the gufo makomo. Okay, the Pirma Gadim answers that kasha. And he says, even the Shulchan Aruch says, asir to wear the tefillin, he means it's asir to wear the tefillin if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. But let's say you want to wear the tefillin for some sort of protection, like a kamiya, like an amulet, whatever. So you're allowed to wear the tefillin as long as you come on and not to do a mitzvah. He wants to say, even the Mechaber holds that way, and therefore the Ramah can say that it's not a klishim l'achdu isser, it's a klishim l'achdu heter. The Gra over there also holds you're allowed to wear tefillin, and the Bira Lacha over there in Laman Aleph Aleph puts the Gra on the Mekilim team. It's Haba Hatayah. If you hold you're not wearing it at all, so then it's a Klisha Malachdo Isser. If you hold there is a Heter to wear, then it becomes a Klisha Malachdo Leheter.
That's what I do, like you find it in the Kuzarabi.
Right, very good. Right, it's also at the end of Erevin, I think about that. Right, you find tefillin outside, you're allowed to put it on one by one or two by two to bring it in because of the Bizayon, because you're not allowed to carry it because no air. Right, very good. No, so good for you. You're using it for a heter function, not protecting it. Okay, then they ask, well, wait a second. If it's a klishim achlo iser, then why don't we call it muktzeh machmas chisaron kis? You know, very careful with the tefillin, you know. 32. The Tosefet Shabbos asked Akash. And they said, no, still has the status of, because it's holy items, kisei kodesh, it gets lowered. And even if you want to call it that, we don't go that far. Now, this is a very common case. You have, some people only have one talis, they use during Shabbos during the week, or some people have two, but for whatever reason, they now have a talis bag, tefillin bag, and they want to take out the talis on Shabbos. So, lechatchila, one should take the talis out before Shabbos. But I didn't take out my talis before Shabbos. And now, if I want to, you know, I have a bag that holds the talis and the tefillin, and I want to take out the talis, but I kind of, whatever, I'm being involved with this bag that has the tefillin in it, and the tefillin are klisha malach delitza, according to most poskim. So he says klisha malach delitza, so that's like tzarech makomo. I need the makom, whatever, I need to get to my talis. Usually the talis is on top anyway, but I need to get to my talis, and that's going to be, but the kafa chayim says it's better to take it out before Shabbos. So the ma'isa de miko. Shlomo Zalman says if a person is leaving, they have to, whatever, they're going somewhere on Shabbos, and they're not going to have tefillin tomorrow, they can even take the tefillin with them because of the importance of the mitzvah of tefillin. That's the Shlomo Zalman Lashitaso, that he's Somech on the Ramah, that is, I guess. That, number 34.
35.
Right, they have to take the tefillin with them. Right. Rishon Zalman says it's a year left because he's so mech on the Ramah that it's kishlach to the hetter. This is shitaso. That's why I understand. I don't know. I didn't see it inside. Right? Like he said, you're allowed to pick it up off the floor. Why are you allowed to pick it up off the floor? Because he's Samech on the Ramah. So, for the importance of putting on tefillin tomorrow, he's Samech on the Ramah. Now, another eitzah would be put it in a bag, you know, put it in a bag before Shabbos with all sorts of other stuff. Maybe that's better. I don't know. Letter, yeah. Because he says, Kim Litzorech. And that's what we're talking about. You need a tzorech to move a klishon lach to the heter. Klishon lach to the iser, tzorech not enough. You need tzorech yufa, you need tzorech makama.
Can you wear tefillin on Shabbos?
That's the smachogas. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, but like, is it usher to put on the tefillin or not? So that's the smachogas. No, those say. Okay. The next thing the Rambam talks about is the shofar, which actually came up in the Hebrew share yesterday. The shofar also the tatzal kiyum tzarach gufo makama. Okay, he's understanding a shofar to be a Rambam saying it's a klisha melachto le'iser. So when I said this over yesterday, but I didn't remember this Rambam because I only prepare one day at a time. So Linder asked me why isn't it muksamachmo sisaron kis? It's for iser. There's no heter. You know, you're not going to use it for anything else. You're very careful about it. So that's actually a big discussion over here. Mishmur says Sifkat and Chafeh. I know what the Gemara says. Do also b'Shabbes. Alkei Mikri Kli Shnachtu Itzer. A lulav is worse. Lulav asa tata v'tzarkum and kamo. The ain of shen kli klal. It's not a kli at all. It's like a piece of wood. A piece of wood is muksa. It's muksa machmas gufo. It's a very high form of muksa. Here it's Kli Shnachtu Itzer. So in the issue, they in fact bring down. Right. So the Gemara says that they used to use it like as baby bottle. Well, to draw water, it holds water. You know how to get? They didn't have fancy baby bottles back in the day, so shove the shofar in the baby mouth and some milk, right? Okay, so Rosh Hashanah says, yeah, but nowadays nobody would do that. Nobody does that. Nobody would do that. So we spoke out, I think, yesterday. A klisha melachto le'isa that has no heter function whatsoever. That's a machlokes Rashba Balamor, and a klisha melachto le'isa that has no heter function whatsoever. Is it still Kishma Akhtul Isser? Or Kishma Akhtul Isser has no head to function at all, is even worse, and it's usher even the Tzach Gufo Makama, and it becomes like Muksa Machmas Gufo. Okay? Shoma Zama says, there are Ocha Shabbos Paskin, there's a Pesach from Shoma Zama, Lichat Chile one should be Machmir, if it has no head to function whatsoever, like got a bunch of nails. Nails are used for Isser. No one uses nails for any head to. I don't know. I think we mentioned it, but if we didn't, we're mentioning it now. So this is Machlokes Rashba Balamor, and Shlomo Zalman says Chachim should be Machmir, and that's what he's saying over here, that the shofar has no heter function. Now, if it's Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis, which is a very similar thing as saying it's Muksa Machmas Gufo, except Muksa Machmas Gufo, there are Mekilim, meaning there are Mekilim who say, no, it's still Kishma Machmas Issa, even if it has no heter function. Lechat Chila, we try to be Machmir. Shasat Chak, one can be Mekil, a move of the Tzor Gufo Kamo if it's really, really important, have some Uruba, whatever it is. Okay. But we don't want to say it's Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis, because you're super careful with the shofar. So I think it depends on the Bible, the different types of shofars. There are people like Shmuel Green, okay? He's got his baby shofar that he blows like nobody else. He's unbelievable. And he's really super careful with that. So that would probably be Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis. Then you have a guy who leaves the shofar lying around, he throws it to this one, he lets all the kids play with it. So that's not going to be Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis. It depends on how he's going to shoot the shofar. Then Rosh Hashanah is a chilek, maybe Elul is different the rest of the year. Rav Noivir says, I don't get it. Like, even during the year, you're very, even and in Elul, even if you blow it every day, you're still very careful with it. And I was like, I just find the whole thing, I don't really understand that. Like, the status change on the time of year, to me, I don't understand that. Okay, we'll have to go back to the pot tomorrow.